Hello and welcome to the audio program, We Are Selling. Each week we like to deep dive into that one tip that will make a difference and have impact in your career. For all of us who attend training in group style training, it's amazing how you can learn from others in the room and then bring that into your own game. Joining us today from WA is Matt Condit. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. You were part of our original super coaching group that was in WA. What was super coach and what did it mean for you?
Well, I think I've been trying to work it out. I think we were 2005 and it was pretty much the next level to the complete salesperson's course. So that was kind of the prerequisite. Once every 2 months for 4 hours, me, you and 20 or 30 other sales reps got together and I think it was $500 for the 4 hours. It was $125 for the hour. So the good thing about it was you did the homework. Each session we went through, we did the listing presentation. Then the next time you had to come back, you had to do the homework. And I'm pretty sure I was the least experienced in the room. So it was some of the heavy hitters in WA and I was kind of a fairly average rep at the moment, at the time, but wanting to improve. That was super coach. So really you could break career down into kind of before and after. Before, I was a fairly average rep. I sold maybe 30 a year or so.
Yeah, Matt, you went up to like 80, 90 properties. So it's a big jump from where you were. Matt, from the super coaching group, what did you learn most about the listing presentation that you brought into your business?
The whole thing that I got out of super coach was there's a structure to it. So that was back in the days when you were kind of using the picture board. I think that was the first one, the first iteration of the listing presentation. So I kind of did a knockoff version of that and a little selling guide. But then the great thing was you had a structure to follow. So when you're in the presentation, if you're trying to tell the people, 35 things of what we're going to do, you only have to remember, two or three things per little box, and it's kind of flowing along. But having that structure is what made the biggest difference, because then you kind of follow through and you've got all the visuals that go with it. So it's kind of like each time you're giving the presentation, you're giving a good one, rather than it being a bit more ad hoc and much more hit and miss. Yeah. And so what we're trying to do is follow the steps for the client and how it's going to benefit them. Because I think one of the things that happens is a lot of the things that I run through, some of them are proper points of difference that we do that other agents don't. Some of them are the things that, I deal with a lot of first home sellers. They have no idea what this process is like. I'm just explaining what real estate agents do in general. But the fact that I've explained it, whereas other agents haven't, they think it's something we do that others don't.
Matt, you're also using negotiation examples, and I really like what you're saying here. The structure, the visuals means they can gain visibility. It is a process, not a promise. A lot of agents are talking about how great they are, but they don't get into that detail. You're winning by these little 1% each time. Why is the negotiation examples a big part of your structure?
Well, it's the most important step that we've got, really. It comes down to it. Marketing is going to be fairly similar amongst different agents. Getting actual legitimate points of difference is actually really tough. So when we've got the negotiation example, what we're doing is, it's kind of like the joke I always tell in the listing presentation is every agent you meet will say they are a good negotiator, the same as every little kid you meet says they can run fast, right? So what we do with the negotiation examples where it's gone really well from our point of view as the agent and from the client's point of view, and it just shows what we've done in that negotiation process to get an offer that's, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 grand higher than where the buyers started at. And so, of course, what that does is when we go through that, it makes fee negotiation much simpler because we're justifying our main role is putting the deal together and getting the highest price. We're justifying it competent at that.
And Matt, you're also sending that proposal when required at the end of it if you haven't signed it up. And we're very fortunate you're on the Realtair pitch platform. What's in your proposal that you feel has the impact for that final yes of winning the business?
I think it's more there's not one thing. There's a bunch of little things. I remember you said you win by a series of 1%. Not that you say one thing in a listing presentation and they say, that's great, we're signing up with you. But you have enough of those 1% and you win by 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 little 1%. You win, you get the business. What we've got in the pitch is just a number of things that I guess a lot of people would do. So it's got all the comparables and the fees and the marketing, all the usual. But then we tried to do just as many extras as we could. So if we do the Matterport 3D tours a lot, so we've got the example of that. The risk reversal guarantee that you've got We've got a selling guide. Again, we're dealing with first-time sellers just to explain what actually happens with the process. Examples of listing authorities. So it's just trying to be a very competent, complete document so that hopefully what's happening is the clients are seeing it as a proper business proposal rather than just a brag book.
And what about the notifications coming back out to you? What's been your experience on that for timelines of you think someone's close and they're not, and then suddenly they're opening it again a few times? What have you learned there?
Well, I would say that's probably the absolute best feature on pitch, because oftentimes clients either, one, they're not going to tell you what their proper plan is because they don't trust you enough yet or just don't want to tell you. There's also just circumstances change. So oftentimes you're dealing with the, hey, we're not selling for a year or two, just wanted a rough update. And then, of course, you know, 6 weeks or 3 months later, you get the email notification they've opened the appraisal again. Good chance to touch base with them in the next couple of days just to see if they wanted an update and, you know, and take it from there. So I think that's a great feature of the system.
And you're also using the digital authorities?
Yes, we do.
Beautiful. So you got the digital proposal, the digital agreements going out. Matt, great information today. Some great tips there in the listing presentation. And Matt, we're going to get you to join us next week if we could. We want to discuss vendor management with you.
That'd be great. Look forward to it.
Matt, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lee.
As we listen to today's tip, some real key standouts for me in this structured listing presentation. And it was great to see Matt got so much out of his coaching group. Structure is your storyboard and should be the index of information that is delivered in that digital proposal. Too many people have this nice marketing pre-listing kit style way of working, but it's not connected to what they say. And I really liked how Matt stepped the client through the process, or if you've been to my webinar, what I call the rollout plan of the listing conversation. He also mentioned sold stories and the negotiation examples. It is the number one reason why we're hired and great to include as part of what you do. Staged marketing should always be in your presentation, and that Stage Marketing podcast is part of this series. Matt also mentioned the risk reversal guarantee, which is a document that they built into their proposal that gives that client the confidence. And I also loved when he mentioned, you know, it is a business proposal, not a brag book. And with the proposal, we've actually been instructing some agents now to send the proposal as the pre-listing kit. And that may read, "Dear Helen, thank you for the opportunity for me to inspect the property on the 20th of September. During our time together, we'll discuss what's your property worth, how long is it going to take to sell, what are the changeover costs, and how we market the home. I've included my full proposal of services of what we would do should you engage our agency. I look forward to inspecting the home and any questions you may have. My full proposal is now with you." The benefit of this, as you know, in pitch, you can switch off sections of the presentation and you would switch off the fees and the calendar rollout plan. But it means once you've done the inspection or the assessment of the property, your full proposal is already with the client, and this will accelerate your chance of closing and signing the business on the day or very close after. And there you have it. That's my summary of today's tip, delivering a structured listing presentation, which is a business presentation. Matt's going to join us again next week. If you need any information on our pitch, sign or sell platform, please call Realtair on 1300 367 412 or book a demo at realtair.com. I'm Lee Woodward. Thank you for listening.